Hello everyone, I'm back, and you will hear my scales droning on, I'm afraid, because I'm now weighing them, and I start to weigh the bag when, I mean technically Obi should be doing this, but it doesn't matter, I can easily do it, because although I haven't washed my hands for 2 minutes before I started, I'm not touching anything that is dangerous to my health. It's only the bag that goes on the scales. So I'm weighing it now because I wait till it starts to pull on my inside, which is a bit unpleasant, and then I will lift it onto the scales to finish off draining because then it's less painful. In fact, it's not hurting at all now. I think Obi is making my breakfast, but I might have to go down for it, but I can smell hot cross buns. Anyway, that's not what I came on here to talk about. I thought while I'm waiting, I was going to get my laptop out, and then I couldn't be bothered because I'm not going to be that much longer. So I thought I'll just talk a bit about kitchen gadgets, because Sam did one of her ABC, I think it was the ABC, not March, you know, I'm sure it was, Dreamcatcher SJE, did a post about her favourite kitchen gadgets. Now, I haven't got anything in my kitchen that's especially for the visually impaired. These scales don't get used in my kitchen. I'm not saying they never do, but I didn't buy them for that. I bought them. I did have a pair of kitchen scales. Well, not a pair. I had Talking Kitchen scales that I'd had for more than 20 years, but they got wiped out in the fire, of course. So I got these, but I didn't get them for kitchen use. I got them for specifically for weighing my fluid. Now, if I do one of them, I don't mostly don't weigh things out. Like when I make sauce and that in the kitchen, I just go by spoonfuls. Here in the UK, we don't seem to have the measuring cup system. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong about that, but you might be able to buy them from the R&IB, and you might be able to buy these measuring cups from somewhere like Lakeland Plastics. But actually, recipes in the UK don't tend to have cups; they tend to have like pounds and ounces, or grams and kilograms, or the other way round. So I tend to, if I'm making a cheese sauce, I will tend to just weigh it out with spoonfuls, and I tend to do proportions, like I know whatever, if it's a certain amount of flour and to a certain amount of butter, do you know what I mean? And that's how I do it. I don't think it really matters about pounds and ounces or whatever, or grams, if you know what proportion you need to have in the mixture. Because the pounds and ounces or grams and kilograms just tells you what quantity you're making. But you need to know the proportion of one to the other. And that's how you get it right. So I tend to work in spoons, or I do cups sometimes, but they're not the standard measuring cups. They're just my cups. So these scales, if I really want to, there's been a few occasions when I really wanted to be specific with my weight. Not my weight, I mean weighing something in the kitchen. And then I will just take the base down. I won't take the bowl because this bag that I've put in there has been on the floor. So, I mean, I'd have to wash the pan outs. But it doesn't matter with scales because with this kind of scale, you can just put anything on. You know, you can just use your mixing bowl as the weighing agent. Not agent, you know what I mean? You know what I mean. The thing you put the ingredients into, so you can use anything. Like if you weighed your dog food, you can just put the dog's bowl on there and then turn it on, as long as it's at zero when you start weighing things. So these don't very often see the light of day in my kitchen, not very often. Apart from that, I've got a microwave with two dials. It's a basic one. I roughly know where 2 minutes is, and I can just time it. I can put it on, and I don't tend to time things that much. If I need to do something specific, I can always set a timer on my phone. I'm thinking of getting one of the R&IB timers. I did have one, but I can't remember what happened to it. I don't think it went in the fire. I think it went before that. I think it fell on the floor and broke. So I might buy one of those because they're very quick and easy. My oven and stove hob is electric, and it's got clicking dials, so, you know, if you turn it one to the right, that's one, you know, and then they've got like an, it's like an arrow shape, so that if the point's at the top, then I know that that's a zero, it's off, basically. The oven is a bit more complicated, because I only know roughly what temperature it's at. And there is a timer which is inaccessible, and I don't use it. So every time you... And it's no good anyway, because I always switch my oven off at the wall. So every time, it would have to be reset every time. So no one uses it. The clock goes back to 12 o'clock every time. So if someone wants to know time something, a sighted person can just see how long it's been on for. You know, if it says 1,300 hours, that means the oven's been on for an hour. And so that's how we go on. And again, my washing machine is just buttons and dials. Hello, darling. What are you doing?
You eat while you...
Yeah. I thought I could smell hot cross buns. I put my tea over there because... The scales fell. Oh, I can move it back now. But the scales fell on the floor.
You haven't moved that floor?
Yeah. Oh, I know that one.
Look at your tea where it was.
Okay. That's peppermint tea.
Okay, move that floor.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Oh, more tea. Thank you. What have you got? You got a hot cross bun too?
Yes, that's
one. It's one piece, so I've got one and a half. You can have another bit if you want.
You got two.
Uh-huh. Oh.
There's four on there.
Oh, you can have one if you want. I think I'll turn this off while I'm eating. Okay, breakfast eaten, and I'm still drinking my tea. So, my washing machine, it's pretty much accessible, but there are some things I can't do on it. I can't change the temperature. The dial has a series of clicks, so that when you put it on, it always goes back to the top. So you do one click to the right, and then you know I count the clicks of how many as to what wash I want to put it on. There are a series of other buttons which I can't really use, like the if I want to put the dryer on, I have to set it from scratch. I don't know that I can do it, set the wash and then set the dryer as well. I don't know. If I sat down with somebody for long enough, they might be able to teach me how to do that. But the temperature I definitely can't do, because it stays on whatever you leave it on, and there's no way of telling what it's on. So it's not like the dial, the main program dial, that goes back to the beginning every time you turn it off. Start washing your hands now.
Yeah, you're still doing it now, darling.
Yeah, I know, but you can start to wash. Oh, no, yeah, of course I'm still draining out. No, don't start washing them yet.
That's him, what you're talking there.
Yes, I know.
He's talking about his...
You're on audio, boo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's talking about his, you know, this is new album. This is latest album now. This is like a thank you to his fans now, like me.
Hmm?
It's a thank you song to his fans.
And what to his fans?
A thank you.
Oh.
To all people who supported him and all that. Then he brought in his first manager in there.
Yeah.
I'll let it play. Just listen to the words. And then when it gets to the point, I'll tell you where the manager comes in, but just listen to what he's saying there.
They had one of them women talking. Was that from the thing that he had on there before?
It's a different one.
It's a new one.
Let me talk about that. Right around my first album. Remember that shit? talk about it. You put me here. Am I too illegal music? Through these years, we've made a few hits. I say we because I know the truth is you put me here.
You put me here. No, he still laughs at himself then.
My house, my door, my car. It's yours. It's not really. Yeah.
Let's have some of it then, mate.
We'll go on. Did you hear what I said about Bollinger Day?
No, I missed that bit. Sorry, I was trying to listen to what that was saying. You don't have to turn it up.
Just
no, I know, I heard all that.
You get that part?
Look, God brought us here.
He's a good, you know, the manager, his former manager.
Said he talks.
He's saying a lot of SHIT about him now because.
Because he's not his manager anymore.
Anymore, yes. So he said, go ahead, keep blogging and all that. I said, God did. There's God.
Yeah.
You know, he brought us here.
Yeah, exactly. I did understand that.
It's cool that you ain't cool.
M.I.
It's yours. It's yours, M.I. No more
else. Yeah, exactly. And then M.I. loves himself. He's still the greatest, he thinks.
Yeah. From Jaws, that's why I said Jaws City. See, even in Lagos where I'm ruling, I feel like it's my city. He loves himself.
Oh, he really loves himself. He's just washing his hands to take me off of here now.
The bag, is it finished?
I don't know. Is it? I don't want to come out from under the covers. It's cold.
You've got to stand up because it's...
I know, darling. Yes, it's finished. Oh! It's cold out there. I'm still going to put the covers around my shoulders. Thank you for my breakfast.
So, now it's on three now.
So you've got to turn it to four.
Yeah.
Close the clamp.
Yeah.
And wash your hands.
Okay. Turn it to four.
Yeah. Close the clamp. That was Tooth making that noise.
Why are you telling me that?
I'm telling Audio Boo.
And then, let's close the hand.
Wash your hands. Have you closed the clamp?
Yeah, I just did.
Right, wash your hands now. And then take it off. It's cold out there.
What do you want, nonsense that time?
Huh?
Has it been nonsense that time?
No, it wasn't on all the time. Is it hurting your cut again? Sorry, darling, sorry. Yeah. It really hurts. It stings. That's worse than the other stuff. The other stuff doesn't hurt, does it? The pink stuff. That doesn't hurt. The wipes hurt, but the thing that hurts more than anything is that gel. It really, if you've got cuts on your hands, it kills you.
I mean, what does the sting mean? Is it like it's killing jam or something there?
Well, no, it's just because it's alcohol. Oh, no. I shouldn't have told you that. You'll be slurping it out the bottle next. Ooh, it's cold. I'm cold. Thank you. Thank you very much, kind sir. Thank you for doing that for me. And giving me a break. Anyway, I haven't got any specially adapted products in my kitchen at all. I've got not one. But I've got a few things I use which I really like. One of them is my sandwich maker. It's only a cheap one. It was £5 from Wilkinson's. It's a double one, so you can do two. It is a bit plasticky, and you think that you're... Sometimes if the sandwich is a bit too thick, you think you might break it when you're trying to shut the lid, but you don't. a bit like someone was saying about their... What was it? I don't know whether it was a George Foreman grill or something like that. That you put, they put the meat in when the appliance is cold. And I do that with the sandwiches because when you can't see, you've got a feel to line it up in the base of the toaster. And when it's burning hot, because you're supposed to heat it up first, that's quite difficult to do. Now you get a light that comes on, which obviously we can't see. So I put the sandwich in cold and just give it extra time to warm up and then cook it. It doesn't do any harm at all, and it's good. It kind of cuts it. You know what the sandwich toaster's like. It makes a line down the middle so it's easy to cut, and it seals it like a little parcel, and it's easy to keep clean. It wipes clean very nicely. I'm off my dialysis now, by the way. And yeah, my other favourite gadget, I haven't got many gadgets, I'm not really a gadgety person, but it's my Tassimo machine. I love my Tassimo. Someone, I think it was Kate and Sam, were talking about the recycling the pods. Now, I don't know if there's a way to get the foil off the top of them, because if there is, then you can just tip the contents. We have food waste bins. I will tip the contents into the food waste bin and just bin the foil and then recycle the plastic. The milk pods, if you can get the foil off, I don't know if it comes off. I've never tried taking it off. But they would be easy to recycle if you could take the foil off. Or you could just chuck them in with the foil on, to be honest. Not the ones with the coffee or tea left in, but the milk ones that end up empty. I used to do that. Now I tend to chuck them all, which is a bit of a waste. So I might see if I can take the foil off to get the contents out of the coffee and tea or hot chocolate or whatever. I really like my Tassimo machine. I did get a soup maker for my birthday, but we couldn't get it to work, and we've never taken it back. Connor bought that for me. I think that probably would be my favourite appliance if I could use it. I might try and get another one. It was also a blender and a mixer and all sorts of things, a smoothie maker, but we couldn't even get it to do anything. So the error message that kept coming up indicated that the top wasn't fitted to the base properly, but it absolutely was. So, I don't know. I think we might try it again one of these days. Of course, I've got my dishwasher. That's one of my favourite things. But that's about it. I've got a toaster. My toaster's fine. I've obviously got a kettle. I don't have a coffee pot because I've got my Tassimo. And I'm not a huge coffee drinker. So a Tassimo's ideal for me. And the pods last me ages because I'm really the only one that uses it unless I've got visitors. And that's about it. I haven't got anything. I'm just trying to think about my you know, my cutlery and stuff. I've got an old-fashioned peeler, which is the only one I can really use successfully. We've got different other ones. We've got an easy peeler, which other people enjoy, but I can't use it properly. I can, but I find the other one quicker. So that's my favourite little thing. What else? I think that's about it, really. As I say, I'm not a huge... I've got a slow cooker, and I quite like that. I don't like it as much as my old one. I bought it because it's a big one. I didn't replace it straight away after the fire, but when Obi came to the UK, I thought, well, you know, he eats a lot, and, you know, I've got two sons, and they eat quite a lot, and when we make a stew, we need to make it big enough for everybody. And I had an old pot before, but it went with the fire, of course, like everything else. So I looked for this one. It's a crock pot. And what I don't like about it is that you can't use it in the oven. With my old one, you can actually use it in the oven as well. If you wanted to do something a bit faster, you didn't want to put it on the slow cooker settings, you could use the pot in the oven. You obviously had to take one of the shelves out. Sorry, Lammy didn't come down for his food last night. So I brought it up here for him at the time, and I forgot to take the bowl down. He's licking his empty bowl. I just put it on the floor and just inside the door here. So I really liked that one because you could take a shelf out of the oven, take the top shelf out and place it in there, and, you know, you could just do a normal casserole, a big casserole, in a shorter time. And so it was quite versatile. But this one I can't do that because it's got a child safety lock thing on the lid. No, it's not on the lid. If it were on the lid, that wouldn't be a problem because we could leave the lid off and put foil over it. It would be a bit precarious getting it in and out, but I've done stuff like that before. But with this one, you put the lid on, and then on the actual pot itself, on the metal part of the pot, no, not the metal part of the pot, that's the outside, but on the china, the Pyrex or whatever it is part of the pot, there's like these clips. Let me imagine how it is. Without seeing it, I can't quite remember. There's like plastic clips on the each side of the Pyrex dish. And when you put the lid on, the lid's got little metal clips that go over them. And then you clip them down and it means that a child can't come along and just lift the lid up. But what it does mean is the plastic is on the bit, you know, the Pyrex base. So you can't put it in the oven and obviously it's going to melt. I mean, it doesn't melt when you use it, but that's because it's not getting the heat from the outside. It's coming from, you know, it's from inside, so it's okay. But so that's a bit of a pain, but I do quite like that. And then I've got another thing, which is it's a similar size to the slow cooker crock pot, but it might be a bit bigger. And it's actually just a big pot that goes on the top of the oven with a lid on the hob. I mean. And you can use that for stews, casseroles. I've used it for risotto. It's huge. It's not the sort of thing you want to do pasta in because then you've got to pick it up to draining it would be very difficult. It's got handles on either side so you can carry it with both hands, but they're not stick-out handles like a saucepan. They're just like grips. So it's not the sort of thing that you would want to be full of water and have to carry because it would be heavy and dangerous. It's the sort of thing that you could use for something like a stew that you're going to dish out rather than tip up to drain. I like that. I did have an electric steamer. Unfortunately, it stopped working on Christmas Day. Was it Christmas Day this year or last year? No, that was... I get confused with all... I've had so many things. No, that was last year. Not the Christmas just gone, the one before. And I bought a new one last year. And then what happened to it? It just stopped working. It completely stopped working. That was it. The one I had before just didn't get hot enough. It was warming up, but not hot enough. So I got another one and it didn't even last. I forgot that it was so new and I could have probably got my money back on it. It was only £18, but it was it just stopped working. It wouldn't heat up at all. So that lasted, I don't know, about 6 months or something. But I do want to get another one because they are really good. Sorry, I've made hot cross bun crumbs in my bed. Like, everyone wants to know that. I really need to get up now. The electric steamers are really good. I always get a three-tier one because you can fit a lot in those, and the top one is a bit narrower, and they give you like a bowl for doing rice or something like that in it. I've had various ones. Most of them have lasted quite a long time, except this last one. I think they probably lasted, one lasted about 10 years, and I use them quite a lot, but they are the sort of thing that can get affected by limescale, and that probably does play a part in their demise in the end, if you're in a hard water area, which we are. I'm not sure what stopped this one working, whether it just fused or what, I don't know, but it didn't trip anything, you know, it didn't trip the fuse box or anything, so I don't know. Well, I wasn't going to mess about with it. For 18 quid, it's just not worth it, so I suppose I should have realised it was still under warranty, but I forgot. So I just binned it, and that was the end of that. So now I don't have one, so I do want to get a new steamer because I do prefer my vegetables cooked in the steamer. They don't go to mush like they do if you boil them. I absolutely hate... I don't like really mushy things. Oh, that was my other phone, just fell on the floor. So I absolutely hate my veg, like a load of mush. So the steamer is good for that. And you can do other things. You can cook eggs in it, you can cook rice, you can cook fish and chicken. So it is quite versatile. Anyway, I think I've gone on long enough and I need to get up and face the day. I'd rather stay here, but I need to get up. So I'll speak to you all soon.